Are we ready for the...
We're ready. We have a new intro theme song.
Okay, hang on. First we push this button. And we do this.
From City Hall to History, I'm Logan Wells in the KYMN newsroom, and here's a topic in 10 minutes or less.
I love it.
Timer set, 10 minutes, let's go. We're talking about the High School Reimagine project today. On Monday, the school board had their first update of design. So the voters passed the referendum in November, and they've been working on design since then, and we've gotten our first big project update. This is kind of the pivoting point from the core planning team, which was the first initial concept kind of group, to now going to the user group. So now we go focus on teachers actually kind of saying, this is where we want the light switches or the doors or the furniture or the desks in this classroom. So it's getting much more detailed now, but the walls and things have started to fall into place of where this plan's going to go. And that I'll just note, though, this is still a work in progress. Expect changes over the coming months and such, but this is the first real big design update that we have. So it's an interesting time to take and look at this. There's been a huge amount of input that's come into this. There's been public kind of events to collect input throughout the winter. There's been hearings amongst students, amongst high school and middle school students, amongst parents, staff, community groups, right? The high school is not just for students, right?
Right.
Age-friendly, Northfield uses it for pickleball throughout the winter and other athletic facilities. Different groups rent out the gyms for sports and such, right? It's a very much a community space, so there's been a lot of input over this. Going forward, right, we're in the user group phase right now, and then this summer, there'll be updates and improvements to that design. This fall, we'll get the next big update. This is when we'll kind of go into a much more final design, and then bidding will be next February, and then construction in phases for the next 3 years, believe it or not. So, let's start with kind of the common area. The one thing that seems to everyone kind of agreed upon was this common space connecting everything together. Right now, the high school is very much a hallways-based building. It's spread out. It's very sprawling. And this is now connecting it together. I like to think of it as kind of like almost spokes off of a wheel, right? Mm-hmm. That you're going to different things, and it all is one common connector. And the cafeteria is that space. Here's Sal Bagley. She's the principal architect with on this project, and she works with Wold Architects, so she's been leading this design process.
So really what we have is this organizing element to the commons, and sometimes we joke with the core planning group that we're really trying to create lakefront property, right? Everybody wanted to be feeling connected to each other, and what you have right now is a very hallway-based building, right, where you're discrete elements connected by links and hallways, and this kind of takes that and turns it on its head, that we're very not hallway-based, and we have kind of a central organizing commons. We have our academic spaces in the upper northwest and bottom southeast.
So, right, again, kind of connecting you the spaces. So the farthest out wings to the high school right now are going to get demolished. And really the one academic wing that's being fully preserved is the V wing, or the vocational wing.
Mm-hmm.
And two smaller wings are being built to the southeast, kind of between the school and that service road that connects the parking lots together.
Sure.
They're going to build a new wing there. And that's where the kind of standard... classes are going to go. So your social studies, your English, your science classrooms, they're all going to be in this wing. Here's Bagley again kind of describing how they got there with that process.
And the core group got to spend a lot of time talking about the pros and cons of each of those models, and really landed on the idea of a model that would be flexible for the future but work for how you work today, which is departmental. So that really set the building block of how big a department should be. So you can see here we've got on the first floor, we've got science, and then right above them we have math, and then on the third floor, language arts. That's not to say that that's how it has to be forever.
And again, there's two of these smaller wings. One of them will have some office space in it, and kind of dispersed throughout each of these wings will be different special education classrooms and other services as well. They didn't want to create one wing. They wanted to integrate them into the overall school.
Right.
The vocational wing is, again, the one wing that's staying, or the V wing. The culinary classes are going to move into that wing fully, and then everything else that's currently in there is going to stay. So arts, the trades, and all the different trades we have now. Mm-hmm. And right now, the big work that's being done there is they're working with the teachers to say, what can we do to improve your spaces, right? Can we get you a little bit more spacier? Do you need more storage? Do you need, you know, more lighting, etc.? How can we rework your space for the best of its use? And there's going to be a little bit of expansion in the space, but largely the same footprint, just how can they rework it mm-hmm. better? Question two of the referendum, of course, was about the athletic facilities of this. The current gym, the game gym, if you will, is mm-hmm. going to remain that. The biggest improvement's going to be to reworking the locker rooms, actually pretty significant cleanup and renovation of those, a general refresh of the gym. The bigger expansion is going to be to that second gym. And again, we talk about community use and involvement, and that's, you know, kind of the main focus of how they designed this second gym.
And the subcommittee recommendation was to place courts 1, 2, and 3 inside the same volume, and then put court 4 in at an adjacent and connected but discrete volume, right? So that you could have the community come and go from, for example, court 4, even during the school day. But that before and after school, you could use it for activities and teams and events. And then if you go to the upper level, you can see we've got a elevated walking track around courts 1, 2, and 3, as well as court 4. So you kind of have a three-court loop as well as a 4-court loop. So very, very connected, but having some security options and frankly, acoustic options, right?
So again, kind of showing that you can have that separate use of space, right? A separate entrance for the community to use that smaller gym, right? Being able to separate it out, or one bigger space, depending on the event they might be hosting, right? Mm-hmm. If it's a tournament or something else, right? But really kind of integrating that the community can also help you get to use part of that space or all of it at times. Another big win, I'm sure, for our arts folks is the music space is going to get moved. Right now, they're kind of tucked in behind the gym a little bit. It's yep. kind of in that awkward, weird space. They're going to get attached now to the like auditorium, and they're going to get a bigger space, and it's going to be in line with the stage. They can roll right out onto the stage.
Fantastic.
A little bit better of a flow of their system. Again, more details to come as they figure out the exact how the space is going to look and work.
Yeah.
What's not included in this map, because a map doesn't show you everything, is things like security, right? They're considering lockdown zones right now and what doors are going to get propped open as they design this. They're considering, you know, what's the most energy efficient ways they can build this building.
Mm-hmm.
And HVAC systems, how's that going to have to work if they redesign it? Where's the geothermal going to go? They're talking about lighting and roofing and all the things that need to get replaced as they renovate the old parts of the building. Replacing the out-of-date windows, you know, if you have to renovate a larger footprint of the building, more windows have to get replaced as yep. opposed to if you demolish more of the building, right? Considering all those things, what's renovations to the locker rooms look like? What upgrades can they do to the auditorium, right? With the rigging, sound, etc. And, you know, what type of furniture or services might we want in certain spaces, right? What classrooms might want certain things?
Mm-hmm.
The last interesting point is about parking and kind of entrances right now. So right now, if you are a school bus, you come in off Division and enter kind of the main drop off at the main entrance.
Yes.
Most of the students, if they're getting dropped off in a car, come in off the main entrance as well. And some by off Division, and some will come in on Raider Drive. So you've kind of got two different entrances students can come in mm-hmm. on. This new plan is going to move all the school buses to come in on Raider Drive and all the cars to come in on Division.
Okay.
Kind of giving a full separation of those two. And they're working right now on a parking study through kind of the end of the school year to fully figure out what exactly logistically would that look like. But that's kind of the current route, is they fully want to separate those two entrances for safety reasons of buses aren't intermingling with kids walking around. Right, because now all the walking entrances will be redirected around the buses and away from the cars as well. So they're reworking it to be safer for everyone. So that'll be, and also to flow better as well, because then you're not trying to shove all the traffic out one entrance and exit, right? So that's where things stand. The next major update, again, is going to be in the fall. We might get a few things kind of around the start of the school year. They're still working on designs, right? They're trying to get it all wrapped up before the end of the school year, though, getting this input and such. They can really work on the blueprints and such over the summer.
Cool.
50 seconds. Any questions?
Is there going to be a walking track around the new gym?
Yes.
Okay.
Around the first three courts and also an expandable to court four.
Fantastic. And I was going to ask about parking, but that's more like, where is the expanded gym going to be located? Is it going to be on
that'll be kind of where, off of door number 10 right now, so at the southwestern corner.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. All right.
And that will be also the activities entrance still. Is that kind of that same area as it is now?
Right. So. Right. And the floor plans, they don't have a rendering, but the floor plans are available in the school board packet from last week.
And
right?
They'll be on our website with the podcast of the show, too.
Thank you, Logan Wells.
That's 6 seconds. There we go. Look at that. From the KYMN Newsroom, I'm Logan Wells, and this has been 10 Minutes or Less. Looking for more news content from KYMN Radio? Head to our website, kymnradio.net, and click the local news tab, where you can find all the news stories we post each day. You can also search KYMN News wherever you get your podcasts for interviews, these shows, and other conversations. And of course, we're on your radio, 95.1 FM, 1080 AM, KYMN Northfield.
I just also have to say, loving the theme song.
Absolutely.
Very fun and jazzy. I like it. Yep.
If there is anything, it's jazz that I bring to the
Top Flight Reporting, innovation, promotion, and jazz. That's Logan Wells, everybody. Thank
Indeed.
You.